Hi, this is Steve Ide from the Research Bureau. The topic of today's edition of the Research Bureau Angle is tax incentives. In recent years, Worcester has made aggressive use of tax incentives a central element in its economic development strategy. Among the major projects begun or completed over the past decade, it is almost impossible to find an example of a pure for-profit development that has not received some form of tax relief from the city. The most common tax incentive is a tax increment financing, or TIF, program. With the TIF, the city agrees to waive a portion of the increase in property taxes that accrues as a result of the new capital investment. The TIF also makes the developer automatically eligible for a tax break from the state. The TIF was created in 1993, in theory, as a way to encourage job creation and new investment in economically distressed areas. In practice, the result has been much different. Both Mass Inc. and the Boston Globe have highlighted a number of serious flaws with the TIF. First, the definition of, quote, economically distressed has proven so expansive as to become virtually meaningless. The TIFs have been used in Hingham, Provincetown, and Boxborough, as well as Worcester and Fall River. Second, TIFs have granted tax breaks to projects that clearly didn't need them and would have gone forward without them. Projects long underway and, in some cases, projects that had already been completed have received TIFs. The program is lax in terms of oversight and accountability. Neither state nor local government has performed a thorough cost-benefit analysis to demonstrate the program's effectiveness. While developers must promise to create a certain number of jobs in exchange for the tax break, there's no penalty for non-compliance. In fact, many companies have actually cut jobs after being granted a tax break through the TIF. There are 19 TIFs currently active on projects in Worcester, through which the city has waived anywhere from 1% to 100% of the increased value from new investment. Some projects in the city have received TIFs for promising to create over 200 jobs, and some for as few as one job. City Square has relied not only on the TIF, but also the DIF, a separate and less controversial tax incentive program. While the TIF is really just a tax break, the DIF takes property tax revenues that result from a developer's new investment and redirects them towards infrastructure improvements around that project. While some have hailed the ingeniousness of employing these different financing maneuvers in the interest of keeping City Square moving forward, others have questioned whether or not the city is getting too clever for its own good. To execute the City Square DIF, Worcester issued bonds backed by new tax revenues that it expects to collect from City Square when the project is completed. But in order to lock in tenants, the city has had to offer them tax breaks to the TIF, thus cutting into that future revenue stream. How many more tax breaks will need to be offered? If too many are granted, this could threaten Worcester's ability to pay back the DIF bonds, earning City Square a net loss for the city in terms of property tax revenues. All that said, proponents of the TIF and other such programs argue that they enable projects to move forward that would not under pure free market conditions. Worcester is a poor community with many challenges, including environmental contamination, crumbling infrastructure, a per capita income below state average, an unemployment rate above the state average, and one of the highest commercial and industrial tax rates in the state. Although development backed purely by unassisted for-profit financing may ultimately be preferable, it remains elusive in Worcester. This will likely continue to be the case for the foreseeable future, and thus some reliance on tax incentives is reasonable. This is Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.